Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the need for childcare in North Central Ohio.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio's economy loses more than $5 billion each year due to insufficient child care coverage. That's according to a report from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. A team of reporters from Source Media Properties are digging into how that issue plays out locally in a months-long project called It Takes a Village, Why Child Care is Everyone's Business. Katie Ellington-Sarau is one of the journalists involved. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Erin. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. As part of this project, you and your team created a survey to examine local experiences with childcare, and over 1,000 people from North Central Ohio responded. What did you hear from parents and guardians about the biggest barriers when it comes to accessing childcare?
The biggest one that people cited was definitely price. We had 690 people respond to that specific question, and 78% of them said that price was an obstacle. Other common ones were just availability. Rural areas, which makes up a lot of our coverage area, tend to have fewer options. More than half of parents also cited what they feel is a lack of quality childcare options. And about a third of people said they had trouble finding childcare that aligned with their work schedule.
Wow. Were there any specific stories or comments that stood out to you that illustrate just how challenging this issue is?
Hundreds of them. I know one Ashland County respondent said, I work directly with homeless families, and a lot of these families have struggled to find jobs or accept jobs because the lack of childcare openings. This issue is more than just convenience. It directly impacts people's ability to gain self-sufficiency and stabilize their families. And then, you know, on the other end, we heard from a lot of quote-unquote middle-income people who make just enough that they don't qualify for child care assistance. You know, one woman said that daycare takes a third of her paycheck.
And what does all this mean, Katie, for the local economy?
Ohio loses billions every year from insufficient childcare coverage just because of lost worker productivity, because of people who can't enter the workforce because they can't find or afford childcare. You see a lot of typically women dropping out of the workforce during a time where employers are saying, we desperately need more workers.
Are there any solutions on a local or state level to make childcare more accessible?
One thing that we've looked at so far is the TriShare model, which exists in Michigan and was recently codified in Ohio state law. And basically, it's a program where if your employer is willing to help pay some childcare costs, the state will also chip in for childcare costs. And so that is something that employers can offer to help their employees to maybe boost retention, be more competitive for those employees. Here in Knox County, the Salvation Army kind of rallied behind the cause of child care and launched a campaign to open a child care center. So we'll be looking at it at the local level and at the state level around the country as well.
That was Katie Ellington-Sarau with the Richland Source. You can find links to the Source Media Properties series, It Takes a Village, at ohionewsroom.org. Tomorrow, you'll hear more about the specific challenges parents of kids with special needs face when seeking childcare. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.